This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and it's snowing in New York, where we broadcast from, and light coating of snow on the ground as a gentle snowfall. Well, as I look out the window, it's actually coming down a little harder, and may accumulate to the extent of a couple of inches here in New York City. It'll make it a white pre-Christmas anyway. Hopefully, a new fresh coating of snow will happen before Christmas, because otherwise it just will be carbonized ice that will greet Christmas revelers in a couple of weeks. You know, the aftermath of snow is not too pretty in the city. But we've got an hour where you can call us, 877-726-8255. I hope you're comfortably ensconced this weekend, finishing up on your holiday shopping, or perhaps just relaxing. Eating cheese every day may actually be good for you. You know, last hour we were talking about the DASH diet for hypertension. One of the things that is scrupulously emphasized in the DASH diet is that, you can have dairy, but you must have low-fat dairy. Substitute low-fat yogurt for yogurt, skim milk or 1% milk for whole milk. Avoid high-fat cheese, because it's bad for you. You know the old argument, it's clogs your arteries, or something like that. And it's just an old dogma that is hard to get away from. And the folks at the American Heart Association still emphasize it. If you go there to their website, they'll say, use less butter being high in saturated fat, and make sure that you go for low-fat dairy. Substitute polyunsaturated oils for butter as a means of sauteing. And yeah, they say olive oil is good for you, but they also include oils like soy oil and canola oil, which are not good for you. And so thereby, inadvertently perhaps, they're perpetuating our epidemics of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity, because a new study suggests that eating cheese may not be as bad for you as once thought. In fact, in the study, people who ate a little bit of cheese every day were less likely to develop heart disease or have a stroke compared to those who rarely or never ate cheese. Now, before you use this as license to have a supersized pizza with extra cheese, the amount that was associated with the greatest protection against heart disease was about 40 grams per day. That's about the size of a matchbook. And so there was what's called a U-shaped curve. Those who ate no cheese had a higher risk. Those who ate a little bit of cheese had a lower risk. And then as the amount of cheese ramped up, the risk began to increase again. So this is what they found. By the way, this very large study, looking at more than 200,000 people, data was pulled from 15 observational studies. And They followed people for 10 years or more. So a pretty big study. And what they found was that people who consumed high levels of cheese, well, matchbook-sized amounts of cheese, had a 14% lower risk of developing coronary heart disease, and they were 10% less likely to have a stroke than those who rarely or never ate cheese. So how do you explain that? Well, cheese must have something in it that is beneficial or protective. So let's look at those components. At the very least, the saturated fat in cheese was not harmful, and more studies are suggesting that the saturated fat in meat is not the culprit when it comes to heart disease, and therefore the saturated fat in dairy products is not the culprit. But what are the beneficial or protective components? Cheese contains CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which is a fatty acid that may increase the amount of HDL, good cholesterol, and decrease bad LDL levels. It also is a source of calcium. Certain cheeses have live cultures, so they may be a source of probiotics. But one thing that this article ignores, they don't touch upon a very important component of cheese that may be the key to its protective effects, which is vitamin K2. Fruits and vegetables provide us with vitamin K1, but it's only fermented cheese and fermented soy products like natto. You know what natto is? For some people, it's evil-tasting stuff. It's fermented soybeans. Very popular in Japan and known as a health food for a long time there because it's a rich source of vitamin K and other things. But vitamin K2 is plentiful in fermented cheese, particularly the types that are, we're not talking about American, Kraft American cheese slices, but particularly artisanal natural cheeses, such as are popular in Europe. And it's thought that vitamin K2 may be responsible for what's called the Dutch paradox. The Dutch consume a lot of cheese, and yet they are relatively free of cardiovascular disease. That and other factors such as high coffee consumption or beer consumption or tea consumption may play a role in their relative freedom from cardiovascular disease. But vitamin K2 is an important heart protector. It keeps the calcium out of the arteries and keeps the calcium where it belongs in the bones. It seems that it acts as sort of a crossing guard, telling the body where to put the calcium, keeping it away from vulnerable places like your arterial walls, and promoting its deposition within your bones, thus preventing osteoporosis. So, interesting study. I personally don't consume any dairy, virtually no dairy. Here and there, perhaps, but I make efforts to avoid it because I find that it really prompts my allergies and nasal congestion, and I stay away from it. And I suggest that many people who have problems such as migraines, headaches, gastrointestinal problems like chronic constipation, skin problems such as acne, that they should stay away from dairy. Also, there's some studies that suggest that men who consume high amounts of dairy, in particular high-fat dairy, may be at higher risk for prostate cancer. Perhaps the same is true of breast cancer, although that is less clear. But when it comes to cardiovascular disease, this new study seems to exonerate high-fat dairy, and the American Heart Association persists stubbornly in its outmoded recommendation, an anachronistic prescription for low-fat dairy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hodman here. You can call us 877-726-TALK. And here's an announcement for those of you who suffer from frequent fatigue. Well, who doesn't? This is the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. It's anti-factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. The key is anti-factor's effect on the mitochondria. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT-factor supports mitochondrial function and reduces fatigue by almost half. It's available in a supplement called ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to simply keep their favorite multi or their fish oil and still harness the power of NT-factor alone. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT-factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-factor for years, and I don't go a day without it. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, here's a concerning article for you women of reproductive age. Now, let me put it this way. So far, they haven't developed a fail-safe male contraceptive that you can take as a pill. They've been working on it for years and years and years, but so far, the burden of birth control, the whole onus of it, is placed on women. They have to consume pills, that is, unless you're using barrier contraception, that's another story. But a large percentage of women are taking pills, which can affect mood, which can cause their breasts to be painful. There are side effects associated with these hormones. And if you told me, okay, guy, here's a fail-safe birth control pill, but it's going to affect your mood, you're going to be cranky, irritable, depressed, I would be loath to take it. But here's a greater concern. These oral contraceptives can increase the risk of breast cancer. And this has been confirmed by a recent study. It turns out, and I didn't even realize this because, you know, I know that breast cancer is a big problem, but 255,000 women in the United States are expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017. That's enormous, over 250,000 women. 41,000 of them are expected to die from it. So it's a really big deal. And in the past, they've had these kind of crude birth control pills that were very high-dose estrogen, and they would really get women bent out of shape. They would have, you know, side effects that were noticeable. And so in an effort to refine the birth control pills and to reduce the risk associated with the birth control pills, they developed low estrogen versions. In fact, one is called low estrin. That's a popular contraceptive pill. And it was thought that by reducing the amount of estrogen, you would thereby reduce the risk. Makes sense. But if you told me as a guy, okay, take this pill and, you know, it's going to prevent unhappy accidents from occurring. But, you know, it would somewhat increase your risk for, say, testicular cancer. Man, I would avoid it like the plague. And most men would avoid it. Most, you know, when it comes to taking on risks of this kind, men are sissies. And women, en masse, are taking birth control pills that increase their risk of breast cancer, according to the latest study. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, it was by researchers from the University of Copenhagen. They followed, get this, 1.8 million Danish women for more than a decade. They found that differences in the formulation of hormone-based birth control had little effect on the cancer risk. So whether or not they were high estrogen or low estrogen, no difference. And the study also found that the risk of cancer increased the longer a woman used the birth control. This is what's called a dose-response effect, and is very, very highly suggestive of a real effect. Overall, the breast cancer risk was 20% higher for women who were currently using or had recently used hormonal contraceptives, that's within the last 5 years, than among those who had never used it. And they also found that the risk for getting breast cancer was 9% higher for women who used birth control for less than 1 year, and 38% higher for those who used it for more than 10 years. That would be a lot of women. So this is really concerning. 62% of women of reproductive age use contraception. Many of them use birth control pills. This is an unprecedented experiment that we're conducting with women's lives. Yes, birth control is an important goal, but what about the risks? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ron Hoffman here. And I want to issue a thank you to many of you out there who've been responsible for a really great milestone. Our podcast series, which is available at drhoffman.com, which many of you subscribe to via iTunes or Stitcher or any of the iTunes streaming services, we've reached the incredible milestone of 5 million downloads. We did so over the Thanksgiving holiday, and so I want to express my appreciation to those of you who are followers of our Intelligent Medicine podcasts. It's really great to know that we've got a lot of support out there, and that we have a very, very broad constituency of listeners. So thanks to all of those of you who listen to Intelligent Medicine Podcasts. They're podcasts of this broadcast. You miss it, you don't hear it live, you can listen to it on Mondays. And then we have four additional podcasts every weekday, subject of interest, great guests, and our weekly Q&A with Layla. You can email your questions to us, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll discuss them on our weekly Q&A with Layla. You can get your question answered. For today's program, it's 877-726-8255, should you care to call. And I had a really interesting experience recently in the office. So frequently happens, I have visits with my male patients, and we cover all their medical problems. We spend a lot of time going over whatever their health concerns are. And at the end of the visit, the patient will often say, you know, sometimes as they get up to go to the door, they say, "Doc, would you mind prescribing me some Viagra?" You know, and I say, "Well, fine, you know, it's for a good cause. You're healthy enough for sex. So let's prescribe some. How many would you like?" "Oh, 30? No problem." My patients will often add, "Yeah, that'll last me for a long time. I'll use them very sparingly. 30 should do until I see you for my next annual visit." So I did so with one of my patients. I prescribed 30 Viagras. And then I got a call back from the patient along with a letter from his insurance company. Actually, it wasn't the insurance company. It's the prescription fulfillment company. In other words, these days you got a company that will fulfill your prescriptions for you. And I looked at it. My eyes bugged out. The bill was for $1,500. $1,500. And so, of course, the guy was calling up to say, "What are you doing here? You prescribed 30 Viagras. It's going to cost me $1,500. And through no fault of mine, because I don't keep track of these things, I simply prescribe stuff. And unfortunately, many doctors are disconnected from the prices of the medications they prescribe. Viagra is often not covered by insurance because it's considered optional. I mean, it's not life-sustaining medication. It's important, but, you know, it's elective and not mandatory. And so, do the math, they were charging $50 a pop for each Viagra pill. So, add that to the cost of a restaurant, drinks, a movie, or maybe a Broadway show, parking, maybe a hotel room, and that's a pretty steep bill. Right? $50. So, I just saw this article headline, "Cheaper version of Viagra will hit the market soon. Pfizer Inc.'s Viagra is about to face tougher competition because many drug makers will soon be introducing generic alternatives to the popular erectile dysfunction pill." See, when you produce something like Viagra, you hold a patent on it for a period of time. And then the patent expires, and then the generics can come in and compete with cheaper drugs. And they say that the company's patent-protected monopoly will expire Monday. That's 2 days from now, leaving room for other businesses to create other versions of the $65 blue caps. Oh, we got a bargain. It was only $50 for the ones I prescribed. So $65 for the blue capsule. No wonder all those ads during football games. What a bonanza for Pfizer. One company that's going to make it is Teva Pharmaceuticals. I believe that they're Israeli-based. They'll begin offering their version of Viagra on December 11th. The price has not yet been disclosed. Several more companies are set to release generics next summer, which could lower the price by up to 90%. Pfizer is trying to stay in the Viagra game. They're launching their own generic pill this month in an attempt to reduce potential losses when other brands become available. They also announced a subscription service for Viagra available in January, which will include discounts and an online home delivery program in a discreet brown wrapper for both insured and uninsured men. They say here that since it launched in 1998, 62 million men across the globe have used Viagra, and that has been truly a revolution in sexuality, right? I mean, there's nothing like it that has, I mean, perhaps the birth control, it rivals the birth control pill in terms of its liberating effect on sexual expression. And it's an amazing innovation, but at what price? And I quickly discovered alternatives. They're compounding pharmacies that make cheaper versions of Viagra that are a fraction of the cost. And that's what I recommended to this gentleman until such time as these other generics hit the market, which will be soon. And they will be a popular alternative to the $65 a pop blue pill. That is truly absurd. All right, this article's of interest and of practical importance because 50 million Americans suffer from IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And this study suggests a simple solution. The research presented at the World Congress of Gastroenterology, and it was performed at Eastern Kentucky University. Actually, Eastern Kentucky University, for some reason, small university medical center, is a hotbed of research on gastroenterology, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and irritable bowel syndrome. Daily consumption of homemade yogurt can lead to a complete resolution of symptoms in patients with irritable bowel syndrome, so says a study. 189 patients with irritable bowel syndrome were enrolled at two medical centers in eastern Kentucky. They were instructed to consume lots, 2 to 3 cups of yogurt every day, but the key is it had to be homemade. And when you make, and this is what I recommend to patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, homemade yogurt involves a starter, and then you add it to whole milk. And they say here the recipe involves boiling a gallon of milk for 5 minutes, let it cool to lukewarm, next mix in 1 cup of Dannon plain yogurt, which can be used as a starter, or you can obtain yogurt starters. Place in the oven with a light on overnight, but don't turn the oven on. That acts as an incubator, okay? What I used to do is I used to plug in a 100-watt light bulb and just with a socket and put that in the oven. Don't turn the oven on, but use the light as a mild heat source. And then let it ferment and do that for 24 to 48 hours. Save a cup from each batch to use as a starter for the next batch. Of course, there are also yogurt makers. But the yogurt makers, you know, you can short-circuit that with a homemade yogurt-making setup in your oven. That's what I used to do when I was making yogurt. And so what they found was that a very high percentage of these patients had relief. Let me see what it was here. This is the first study to show that yogurt, even though it's homemade, is usable in IBS. Well, especially if it's homemade, because the live cultures are really promoted by fermenting them yourself. Here are the stats. 189 patients in the study, 169 had remission within 6 months. So that is a very high rate of improvement, and perhaps even if the results aren't as robust as in the study, this is really something worth pursuing and may be helpful for some patients suffering from IBS. They said they didn't distinguish here in the study whether it was IBS with predominant diarrhea or IBS with predominant constipation. Because that's important. Some therapies work best for IBS with urgency, frequent bowel movements, and some strategies work best when patients have constipation as their predominant symptom. Nonetheless, 189 patients, 169 had remission within 6 months, which is pretty darn good. It's all a matter of the microbiome and changing the balance of bacteria in the intestinal tract. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, a little bit of a lightning round of stories. The day of cancer surgery may have an impact on the outcome, according to a big Swedish study. What they found was that there was an increased risk of dying when procedures were performed on Friday when compared with procedures performed on Monday. And very significant increase in risk, 57% increase in risk of death from esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, the risk was increased by 49%. For colon cancer, the risk was increased by 53%, all because of having surgery on Friday as opposed to Monday. I guess maybe the aftercare during the weekend is not so good. This study from the Netherlands shows that being overweight during childhood increases the risk of developing depression later in life, and that a whopping 57% of the nation's children and teens will be obese by age 35 if current trends increase. So they broke it down. They said that a severely obese 5-year-old faces an 89% risk of midlife obesity. So the older you are and you're still obese, the less likely you will be to overcome it. At age 19, a severely obese teen faces a 94% risk of being obese at 35. It's virtually inescapable. But if you're normal weight, you still have a 30% risk, but, you know, less risk the older you are if you maintain normal weight. And that certainly intuitively makes sense. And this study suggests that pollution may wipe out the benefit of walking. Walking is good exercise. Walking helps to prevent diabetes, lower blood pressure. The experiment was carried out in over 60s, individuals who were age 60 and older. They compared the impact of exercise walking in London's Hyde Park, which is pretty and relatively pollution-free. It's green, big expanses of lawn and trees, versus walking down Oxford Street, a busy shopping area. And what they found was that everyone in the study benefited from a stroll in the park. Their lung capacity improved within just an hour. And that effect lasted for an additional 24 hours. By comparison, a walk along Oxford Street barely registered any improvement at all. And the increase in blood flow that's usually associated with exercise was virtually absent in those walking along the busy shopping street. The arteries of those walking in the park became 24% less stiff, but they only improved by just 4.5% for people on Oxford Street. So if you're going to take a stroll or a jog, do it in a non-polluted area, or, you know, if there's a smog alert, or maybe if you're in Southern California and the fires are raging, give it a rest, because pollution may wipe out the benefits of exercise. This is fascinating. And will have an impact for me on my exercise style, especially those hot summer, smoggy days. You know, the wind is barely blowing, and there's a smog inversion. Not a great day to work out outside. Research suggests that taurine, the amino acid taurine, may help to repair cells damaged in multiple sclerosis. So we can add taurine to our armamentarium of nutrients that may be helpful for MS patients. What they found is that supplementing with taurine can help the process of remyelination. Remyelination is putting more myelin back on the neurons. Multiple sclerosis is a demyelinating disorder. The insulation on those tiny cellular wires that transmit electrical impulses in your spine and in your brain lose their structure. That's demyelination. And according to the research, combining taurine with drugs that induce differentiation enhances the process of remyelination. You get more myelin. So suggestion is that myelin will become part of our armamentarium against multiple sclerosis, along with other strategies. Omega-3 fatty acids may be beneficial. And some studies suggest that vitamin B3 or niacinamide can be helpful. Lately, we're using nicotinamide riboside or Niacel in support of patients with neurodegenerative disorders. And, of course, vitamin D may play a role in keeping a lid on autoimmunity in these conditions. So look for taurine to take its place among nutrients that can be helpful for multiple sclerosis and perhaps other neurodegenerative diseases. Taurine, interesting in that it helps with nerve transmission in epilepsy, helping to stabilize polarization in some of those misbehaving neurons that may be responsible for seizures. Okay, well, that's it for today's program. Thanks very much for joining us, and I want to wish a very happy holiday for those of you about to celebrate Hanukkah next week, coming up the Christmas holidays. We've got some great podcasts and shows in store for you for over the holiday listening. And you can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by subscribing to our newsletter, by downloading our podcasts, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and thereby protect yourselves and your families from all the health risks that are out there. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.